Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's important, you know, my song Struggle. Listen, it's been released. It's got a scratch, so it's got a scratch. And it goes out, so it's not a full song. You can't hear the whole song. It's an old song for legacy of Dub Night, early Dub Night rock singing. You hear some of my rock singing, at least. If you have a problem with it, I'm very sorry, but that is the way it's supposed to be for now. I wanted to release it the original way, but whatever. You can contact me about it. The other thing I want to say is that the name of this podcast, why do I attract people I don't expect to attract to, or it's not good, and I'm going to attract people who I like to be around. I ain't trying to be rude. First of all, I'm trying to be good. You know, I'm good to people, but strangers are people. Strangers I consider people who I don't socialize with. I don't know them personally, directly. Oh, I haven't seen them in a long time, so those are strangers to me in general. And, you know, for me, I have my own way, you know, of dealing with things, and people perceive me to be unique, and I don't perceive myself to be, I'm just a typical person, but I have my own style. But, you know, I desired somebody who's interested in my music or the music industry directly contact me, or intellectual, or somebody wants to get to know me for all the right reasons. But I don't want to attract people who, because I do podcasts or music online, which I have a little bit of fame, or because of the way I look, I attract people I do not expect to attract or want to attract. You know, criminals or people who think I'm somebody, you know, they think I'm some retarded person or something, and I'm not. I'm very intelligent. It's because I look unique. I have my own style, and they think, and you know, I have above average IQ. I got a college degree, so if you think I'm retarded, you must be insane, okay? Don't judge a book by its cover. So I don't want to attract someone like that. I don't want to attract somebody who's looking at my skin color and saying, oh, I got to be aware of my black skin. I got to multiply. I got to be with someone black. I be a black woman. I'm like, first of all, I don't condone any type of racism. Being with one color or whatever, I don't want to attract that to me. I like to be around people of all types. I have my own personal preferences, which is my right, and it's okay, but while I am colorblind, I do not want to be told who to hang out with. I am colorblind, and I do not condone any type of racism or any type of thing. When someone, I attract people say I should stay with my own kind. I don't want to hear that anymore. I don't want to talk about that. That's racism. That's wrong, period. We're in 2023, and we got this law passed, interracial marriages are good. Supreme Court have interracial marriage. There's a bunch of interracial marriage. There are many white and black people who are of mixed race. I know there's somebody I met. We all know. This is somebody I met who was Caucasian, completely Caucasian, and they have a black grandmother or a black father. Yes, it's true. So we should not go by race. We should go by on the inside. Okay? I do not like people who say that because that's racism, that's discrimination, segregation is wrong. It never will be segregation again in this United States. Interracial marriage is good. However, if anyone prefer to hang out whoever you want to marry, good for you, but don't push it on me. You marry whoever you want, gay or straight, black, white. I'm tired of mentioning this. This is 2023. This is not 1940. Stay in the 21st century. Judge people by the character. I want to attract somebody who's open-minded and who's up to the 21st century. I want to attract somebody who's seeming for me, who likes to mingle with all kinds of races or prefer opposite race, same race, whatever. I don't want to hang out with somebody who's going to try to force me to be something that goes against my interests. Okay, I don't want that. I want no bigot. I don't want no backwardness. Then I have religious zealots that were came to me. I don't want them around me. They said, I need to believe in Jesus. Well, the only thing I will say to that is that they have a right to their belief, but don't push it on me because religion is not to be pushed on. I do believe in a God, but God, I know that my beliefs, I cannot push on people. Okay, stop. Stop it. I don't want that around me. I want people who are open-minded. Get to know me directly and so on. Now, if there were people from my past, like, you know, when I grew up in Amity House or Buffalo, like a teenager, you know, or and they came out to L.A. from East Coast, and then they see me, and they contact me directly, then that's perfectly fine. That's normal. But if they come out here and just drive and look at me and don't say anything, then something is wrong with that picture. That's kind of weird. That's crazy. So that's how I feel. There are some, you know, there's somebody, you know, you get to know people directly. If people don't want, you know, I dealt with people that I wanted to get to know. I come around, I have to talk to them, but they don't want me around. I move on. You know, it's like life is too short. But respect me and respect me. I ain't going to harass or stalk people, or I don't want people stalking me or following me around. You know, stop. Some of it has to do because they think I'm a celebrity. I'm not really. I'm just online. I mean, I'm not. Who do I consider a celebrity? Taylor Swift or Kevin Costner or Jay-Z. I mean, those are big celebrities. And I know what they go through every day, but no, that's not an excuse. And I'm not a big celebrity yet, and I may not be. I probably may not. I don't know. You know, I don't want somebody to try because they think I'm upcoming. No. If I want to track somebody who's interested in me personally, interested in my music, my mind, direct contact. If you can't talk to me directly, if there was people in the music industry who were interested in me, yes, they were. No. That's not a good thing to come around and then look at me and see who I am, make judgment. Some people made judgments that, oh, they thought I was too fat or I wasn't the type to sing pop, or I don't want to hear that. That's dream killing. And yes, I'm aware, you know, my dream may not happen, but don't press it on me or try to make it become a reality. We're supposed to believe that dreams come true. We don't take, especially with struggling artists like me who've been doing it for years. That's not good for me to attract people who I have no attraction to or who thinking is lower, who I consider lower. I mean, I'm an open-minded person. There are people, because I mentioned big issues about race and big issues about my experiences, think that I'm conservative, Republican, and I am not. I never was. So stop it. If you're ignorant, you're ignorant. Some of my books, I mean, I am not conservative. I've always been liberal. I will stay liberal, especially someone like me, my background, who I am. Of course I'm going to be liberal. I think like Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, politically, I do really do. Policies I will support. If you misinterpret what I said, I'm sorry. I'm just telling the truth of my experiences. That doesn't mean that I'm closed-minded or red. I mean, I don't think like that. I have respect for those who think conservative, but I like to hang around with people who are open-minded, progressive. I like the people but I really want to like, you know, people interested in my music for me or interested in me for me or interested in progression or, because I am not just an artist, I'm intellectual, so that's who I like to be attracted to me. I don't want no negativity, no dark person, no black militant, no racist, no bigot, no homophobe, no criminal. I don't want them coming around me. But, you know, I don't. I don't mean to judge, but I want positive. And positive means they talk to me directly. Talk to me directly. That's what I deal with strangers. I don't want no, you know, nobody coming around, you know, who don't say hello to me. No, I want to talk, you know, strangers, I respect strangers. There's strangers all around me now. And I have to give them, you know, say hello and that's, you know, give them their space. That's how you do. That's normal. When I say normal, I know people heard me say in the past about there's no such thing as normal. Well, let me just say this. Technically, it is true there's no such thing as normal, as philosophical about people's point of view or way of life, because we are all unique in our own way and, you know, lifestyles and stuff. Everybody, there's diversity. But as far as when I say normal now, I mean talk about healthy, stable. So I should use another word. So the stability, healthy, it's healthy. You know, I'm talking about something healthy. So when I say no, so healthy. I don't want nobody who, but I have, you know, my problems, but it's progression. I have to accept my life because I have to progress, you know. I have to move on with the 21st century because I only have one life. So that's one thing I like, you know. People want to come and meet me and like me, come on, talk to me directly. I don't want to attract the dark side. I don't want to attract the, you know, that's not what I want on this lifetime. There's too many problems in this planet. I had too many problems and I had to heal, so I had to move on. So that is that. And I want to say to all of you, you know, my karma, my aura, I want it cleans out for positivity. By expressing what I really want. And if I don't see it, I will shut it out. I have to. That's not what I want. I want no negativity, nobody who misunderstands what I say, some idiot who prejudged me to be something I'm not. People look at how big I am, they look at my skin color and think they already know me. I don't want that either. You have to know me on the inside. Love is on the inside. If you can't love me on the inside, I mean, you can't see me on the inside, then forget it. If you are interested in my music, what I release. I release not a really scratched record, but I didn't want to, but so be it. Want to talk about that and talk to me or email, fine. You want to talk about intellectually, my astrology. I mean, I'm into astrology. Do you know I have an astrology Twitter website and no one's contact? I wrote some stuff on there. It's called Dub Astro. But let me tell you, I'm going to do astrology podcast. I do it periodically because no one called me. I had one where a lot of people called me and then no one called me. And you know what? A lot of people are doing astrology. I even read other people's astrology just to see what they have to say because there's so many ideas and so many astrologers out there. I am a member of the American Federation of Astrologers. So, yes, I'm a member. You know, I became a member at least for a year. But I know a lot, so I can look at somebody's chart and see. So I'm going to talk about, you know, in the next podcast about when I do the astrology about Donald Trump's chart because I did it so many times about what's going to happen with these trials and what is the prediction. But I will say what could or could not happen, you know, and I know with the chart up in the back of my head. But the main thing, I want to attract people who are good, you know, interested in me for me. It's important that I talk about this because throughout my life I was inhibited from expressing myself and I was misunderstood. And don't take this the wrong way because when I talk about Covenant House, people said that's a place for homeless. You're supposed to help homeless in Hollywood. I was living at Covenant House a long time ago when I came out here. And I wanted to talk about that is that now you've been told them. Make sure that they help people make their dreams come true when they're supposed to get to places and, you know, when they, you know, I wanted to stay in Hollywood because I had a musical dream. And they didn't want me to go stay in Hollywood. They sent me to the Valley. Valley is fine, but I came out here to be in Hollywood. But still, destiny is destiny. But I don't want, you know, it was harder for me to get to things and do things in art. So I want to say that I hope that now if they listen to a person, a 21 like I was, that they want to make their dreams come true in Hollywood. They want to stay in Hollywood to get to find them a place in Hollywood because they can, you know, go ahead and make their dreams come true. And they didn't listen to me. People didn't listen to what I said. They misunderstood what I said. They just didn't understand me. And the powers that be, or people who were in control when I was a child or when I was an adolescent, they didn't understand me. They perceived me to be something that was so far-fetched. They perceived me to be sicker, so sick or so odd or so something that wasn't true to the surface. So when I became an adult, I had control. So I left town. I was like, I got to be me, because I didn't have a childhood. My childhood was too restrictive. So I didn't have an adolescence. It was too restrictive. I was misunderstood. When I came out here, I was misunderstood. So it's important that, as of now, that I express myself and take control, because so I can be I can express myself as much as possible and for people to understand me. If people still don't understand me, then I'm sorry. I have to just say, capiche, it's over. I cannot accept somebody who's an idiot who comes to around me and do not understand my situation. If they want to put me down or make assessments on me simply because they don't understand where I'm coming from, because they don't know me, or maybe they knew me in the past and think they know me, that is not good. You supposed to not make judgments on me, and you got to let me be me, because I'm in control of my life as an adult. So I never do that to other people. And I know people go through that unique or have their own style. I never prejudge, because everybody's unique. I even have people come around me thinking that I'm going to go to a hospital, or because I express myself on podcasts. I have people say I'm crazy for making music, recording music. And I say, I can't believe I attracted people like that, because I don't want the people like that around me, because those people are idiots. Something wrong with them mentally. Yes, I'm getting older. Yes, it's hard to make it in Hollywood, but Hollywood's nearby. I mean, Hollywood's all around us. So if you think I'm crazy, you must be out of touch with reality with not only Los Angeles, but this entire area in the 21st century. Where are you living? The geographical area. Look at it. Look nearby you. So don't come over here with some idiots or making some assessment on me that has nothing to do with reality. I don't want to attract some crazy person or some idiot to me. If you don't like my beliefs, stay away. I'm very open-minded. That's what you have to do. I mean, I like to respect all people, but I have to be respected for me. And that is the way it's supposed to be. So everybody's good. We are all good. I respect all the people. Everybody has their own style. They always will. And we have to appreciate each person. I know I have my own ups and downs, but I try to look at each person's point of view. And we should have empathy for each other, because that's an important tool in understanding the human mind and the human psyche and the human being. Because if we don't have that, we're going to lose out. So that's my stance. And Covenant House is a very good organization to help people. But I know it has a religious tone. But I hope that they don't use their religious tone to inhibit a dreamer. But simply people didn't understand what I was saying. And I guess people still don't. When I act the way I do and I attract people who I have no idea I'm attracted to, and they don't talk to me, shut out. I have to shut people out who I consider don't have the capacity to understand. But I also have to know I have to be open-minded to other people, because there's people different from me, and I have to respect what other people's point of view too, because that's the only way for us to get along on this planet, because there's so much going on, you know, with the Ukraine war and all those people getting, killed, and you got all the, what's going on in this country, and we got to, be brothers and sisters and respect boundaries. Good day, good night from Dove Night.